Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with us today. It's good to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com, and one of the best reasons to go to my website is to be able to find all the great resources, all the great contributions that our good friend Lois Geller has made to our website and to our show and to our lives. And Lois, there are a number of archives of interviews that Lois and I have done over the past number of years, and including many articles that she's contributed to us. She's the author of a number of books, Customers for Keeps, Response, The Complete Guide to Profitable Direct Marketing, on and on. I got a tendonitis carrying all her books in here. She's so prolific in her writing and speaking. She's one of our top customer care experts, and she's also the president of Mason & Geller, and she's our good friend. Lois, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. And I know one of the things you want to talk about today is something you call ho-hum advertising. Now, what is that?
Well, I'm always buying things, and I'm always shopping for my company and for my personal life and for gifts and everything. And I find that advertising, especially for the small business owner, is really not having any impact at all. And we have a big, in our offices, in our agency, we have a great big hall of shame and a hall of fame.
Right.
And some small business owners really spend some time and resources against their advertising and their direct mail, and it ends up in our hall of fame. Like, there's an apricot company up in Vermont that does a great job with it. But for the most part, like I was reading in your email newsletter last night, the small business owner's busy. He's got every 15 minutes he's doing something else.
Right.
And so somewhere on the back burner, that ad that has to go into the phone directory or into the local newspaper or wherever they're advertising.
Or the radio show, the local radio station.
Or the radio station. Wherever it is, you know, it should be the best kind of work you can possibly get. And we do a lot of work for large companies. We spend a lot of time trying to figure out what the big hook is. And the thing that I see is ho-hum advertising. And so I thought today if we could just talk about some things that small business owners can look for. And
what's an example of what ho-hum looks like?
Well,
or sounds like?
Ho-hum is sitting on the page announcing what your product is. You know, it's for instance, I have an ad here in my local directory. I was looking for an attorney. I'm looking to do a will, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the attorneys has here, I'm not going to say their actual name, Schwartz Perlo Cornick.
Right.
Is pleased to say that they have, full legal services, trusts, wills, and estate planning, blah, blah. And they have them listed, you know. It's really ho-hum. They have another one here.
Well, Alan. These are attorneys, after all, Lois. You know,
I know.
That might not be a good example. I mean, you know, her attorneys, their world is ho-hum.
But there's another one right next to it that says, accident, arrested, the problem solver. Even if you need a will quick, your neighborhood attorney, over 25 years experience in Dade, we take your case personally.
Okay.
We'll help you. It's got a nice picture of Mr. Schwartz, I'll say his name is, and it has all his availability, his hours, no fees for particular things. Not ho-hum. It has a little personality to it, even for
right.
a law firm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
you know, one of the things that I hate to see on any kind of an ad or anywhere, it's this: for all your XYZ needs.
Oh, I hate that.
That makes me sick. For all your real estate needs, for all your dry cleaning needs, for all your tire needs, whatever.
Any kind of needs.
What are my needs? I don't know what that is. You know what that is? That's just a sign of laziness to me.
I think, too, it's just like it's an announcement that they're putting out there that has nothing to do with me, the consumer. And mm-hmm. you have to make it relevant to the consumer. They have one here, AAA Mr. Carpet Cleaning. You know, it says 24-hour emergency service, blah, blah. But it has nothing to do with anything that I would be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the first thing is you have to think about standout headlines. You know, none of the headlines that I looked at, I have 46 of them all over my desk here, they're all really too long. They're announcing, they're talking about their own relocation, they're talking about they've added partners. Who cares?
It's all about them.
Yes.
It's all about them, isn't it?
And it's nothing about me, the customer.
Right. It's got to be about me because, you know what, folks, I'm the customer, and I want to know what's in it for me. That's what Lois is asking. That's the question that we were asking. We're going to continue to ask this until we get a good answer, too, by the way, folks. 22, we'll be right back with our good friend Lois Geller after these messages. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Lois Geller, the president of Mason & Geller Direct Marketing. Lois, give us your website, please.
It's www.masongeller.com.
And, folks, I hope you'll check that out because not only can you find out about the services that, that Lois's organization provides, but also you can find out that you can find out how about some of the things that she has to say about the things that we're talking about right now, how to reach out and touch your customers and make sure that that you don't lose your customers, that you don't let them get away to somebody else. And what I want you to do right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you just to sort of have a seat. Just sit down, you know, wherever you are, because you're going to be sitting at the knee of one of the smartest people I know when it comes to making sure that we don't take our customers for granted, that we let we understand what it is that they want and how they want to be spoken to. Now, Lois, you've got all my audience. They're sitting there with their eyes are wide open. They're looking up at you, and they can't wait to hear your comments. What do we got to do to make sure that our customers know that we know that it's all about them?
We have to include immediately a benefit. We have to, in our headlines, in our direct mail campaigns, on our websites, we have to immediately tell them that there's a benefit for them about something we do, our service or our product or whatever. Add more fun time to your vacation with Smith's wrinkle-resistant travel clothes,
mm-hmm.
something that immediately gets to a benefit. And if the biggest benefit for your customer is price, emphasize that. If your product does something specific, like help people lose 10 pounds, that's what the headline should state. We can help you lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks, guaranteed. Whatever the benefit, it has to have something, because we have short attention spans when we're consumers, and we have to know immediately why we should talk or read what you're writing to us in direct mail or in our ads or in our radio spots or whatever it is. And you have to keep it short and simple and understandable. Yeah.
One of the things, Lois, that and I'm not trying to give us a pass. I'm not trying to give us, you know, to let us off the hook here. But one of the things that happens to us as small business owners, I'm trying to help small business owners understand why we do what we do, why we talk about features and not about benefits. It's because the things that we think are important to our customers are not what's important to them, it's what's important to us. Because when we're buying these products to resell, when we're making them, we've created them ourselves, we're thinking of it because of the way we're so excited about it. We're thinking about why we're so excited about this as it affects our business. But we have to step completely out of our role as the business owner and focus on what if we were buying this stuff.
It's so, so true. I spoke at a dry cleaning convention recently, and one of the dry cleaner owners said to me, my whole big benefit to doing business with me is we have environmentally friendly chemicals. I said, really? I said, I wonder what percentage of your audience does business with you because of your environmentally friendly chemicals. And he said, well, I bet if you told them it would be 100%, they do it for that. Well, you know, it has nothing to do with that. I go to a dry cleaner about five blocks from here, and I go to that dry cleaner because they always remember to put tissue in the arms of my suit so that when I pack them, they're always perfect when I unpack them. Now, a previous cleaner never remembered the tissue, so I left them. I don't know about environmentally friendly chemicals. Maybe I should, but I don't care.
Well, now, should they put that in the Yellow Page ad? We always put tissue in the sleeves of your jackets.
I think I would. We care so much about your jacket, we don't want one wrinkle on the way home from the dry cleaner to your apartment or your house, so we always put our tissues in. And
what that is, that's not just what they did for you.
No.
But that's a metaphor for their attitude about you, isn't
it? We're doing the extra thing to make you absolutely delighted with our service.
Right.
Right.
And the thing is, Lois, that's what the example of what you just said. I'm sure somebody out there is saying, well, wow, that costs a lot more money because somebody has to do that. They got to buy the tissue and all that sort of thing. But the thing is, Lois, mm-hmm. If there is nothing more of a commodity than dry cleaning, the only difference is how you deliver the dry cleaning.
Absolutely, and it shows your attitude that you care. When you bring your suit home and the arm is already folded, even if you hung it up on the back of your car, if your arm is already folded, when you're putting your arm in that suit, you say, oh, there's already a fold in there.
Well, let me ask you this question, Lois. Do you even know how much they charge you for the dry cleaning?
No.
Not, do you care?
I have not a clue. They have my credit card. They ring it up all the time. It appears on my credit card.
You get your clothes like you want it in a special way.
Absolutely, and I don't care what they charge me.
Not that Lois is doesn't want your pennies. That's not it at all.
No.
It's that she knows whether it's whether it's too much or not. But the thing is my point is they are capable of, they have the ability, because they're doing this extra service for you. They're actually probably, if they're smart, they're charging you a little bit of a premium for that, which is excellent margins for them. And you're a customer that can't run off as a result of it.
Right. And if it's a dollar more or whatever it is, I don't care, because that really satisfies me that I'm not wrinkled when I go on my trip.
Now, what I want to do when we come back after these messages, I want you to help us convert this attitude into our direct mail marketing, into our radio marketing, our radio advertising, into our newspaper advertising. Wherever we spend money attracting customers, I want you to help us do that. And we're going to do that right after these messages. Lois Geller, ladies and gentlemen, the president of Mason Geller. That's her website, Mason Geller, GELLER.com. It's Tim Till. Here's Foreigner to take us off. We're back at 7 Till. You know, folks, 3 years ago, something really special happened in my life. I met Lois Geller. Lois, this is our third anniversary.
No kidding.
Happy anniversary,
happy
baby.
Happy anniversary, Tim.
This is the anniversary of the third time, the third year of when you were on the show back in 2002. And we'd like to recognize those kinds of milestones. And that was an important day in our lives. And I'm glad to know you over the last 3 years.
Well, you've enriched my life. And your email newsletter has helped my business enormously. So I appreciate it.
I appreciate that very much. Lois Geller, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget Mason Geller. com, GELLER is the last name. Mason's just like you think it would be spelled. And a lot of good information there, a lot of things that Lois writes about you can find there on her website. Lois, how do we convert this attitude that we now have, because we've listened to you, about what's right, what's in it for our customers? How do we convert that into language? Because, you know, a lot of us aren't really good wordsmiths. We don't know really how, you know, when we try to come up with something, the best we can come up with is "for all your real estate needs." And so we need some help with the language.
don't use for all your real estate needs.
Yeah, right. Right.
You know, if you have, the best thing I think to do is take all the features of what your company does, like your real estate needs and all that, and spend some time turning the features into benefits. So a feature would be a little metal thing at the end of one of these little tea things, you know, that you use in the coffee shop where
right.
you pour your tea.
Mm-hmm.
And the feature is there's a little spill-proof spout on the
right.
end of it. The benefit is that you don't get tea all over yourself. You don't embarrass yourself in front of other people.
Come to our shop. We don't let you get embarrassed. Is that what? You'll never be embarrassed with our tea.
take the feature of whatever it is you do and turn it into, and you'll find there are hundreds of benefits you'll find to the things that you do for people, and then start weaving those benefits into the copy. And make sure that there's a benefit that leaps out on the headline so that people immediately say, oh, you know, the grabber. We call it the grabber. You have to keep it short. It has to be simple.
I've got a friend who's a jeweler,
mm-hmm.
and he sells a lot of diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
And he says this anniversary, give her some wow.
Wow, that's great.
That's a better way than saying give her a diamond or jewelry or whatever. Give her some wow this anniversary.
Right, or bling bling.
Right. Yeah, one of those.
The idea is to get that across in the headline and then include the benefits in the copy. You have to get people's curiosity going because everybody's trying to say the same thing. So you have to get them curious.
And you don't know, you think people want to do business with interesting people?
Absolutely.
And interesting people are not people who use the same copy as everybody else.
No, but I think people get into the category that they think that they, if they're a dry cleaner, they should advertise the same as all the other dry cleaners, and they talk about their wedding gowns. And if it's a jeweler, they talk about their magnificent stones and the high quality and the grading and all that. And for the most part, they're like everybody else because they do that. All they have to do is jump out and try something new and, like, solve a reader's problem in the headline. If your product or service solves a common problem, they'll immediately identify with you. Spend mm-hmm. too much on your vacation. This time, maybe you should call Barbara Smith because she knows how to book it right, and she'll book it more efficiently. You'll save money. You'll have more money to spend on souvenirs and gifts for yourself on the way home. You know,
what about testimonials from
customers? I was just going to say testimonials are the best. They can come from a celebrity or they can come from anybody that is a real customer of yours. And, you know, I recently saw a headline that said, my flat feet kept me from enjoying long walks for 20 years. 6 months after buying Pro Walkers, I'm walking 6 miles a day, you know.
Right.
Like the shoes are walking
right.
without them, you know. But the idea is that the testimonial is another person talking about your product and making it great for you, you know, because it's much more credible than you talking about your product.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that in a lot of when I was looking through the Yellow Page ads this morning, none of them use testimonials in there. And when I talk to small business owners, they say, well, we don't have room, you know. So instead they say, blah, blah, chiropractic center,
right.
David Zaslow, this is the phone number. But if they said, my back was I was in pain for 3 weeks, and then I went to Dr. David Zaslow, and now I feel like a new person. That
right.
was great.
That's
in the headline.
Exactly right. Right.
You know?
Lois, I got to wrap it up. This is
okay.
great. You always help us do a better job of reaching our customers. Thank you for being here, as always, and happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you. Happy anniversary. Bye.
We'll see you next time. Lois Geller, ladies
you.
And gentlemen, she'll be back, I promise. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.